I was 18 when I got this tattoo done.
It was about 5 months after I turned 18.
I was 16 when I got my first tattoo.
When I got my first tattoo, I was 18.
I was 16 when I got my first one done. I used my fake ID to do that.
I got it done in Pennsylvania because that's where I'm from, Poconos, just like a tattoo shop.
I got it done in Cardiff.
I got it in New Jersey, actually, because technically you're not allowed to get a tattoo if you're under 18 in New York. But in New Jersey, if you went there, you can, like, parental consent.
At Devil Ink Tattoos, I believe the name is. It's right on 110th Street and 2nd Avenue. That's my go-to place for tattoos.
It's on my forearm.
I got it on my upper back, lower neck area.
I got the tattoos on my left arm.
It commemorates my mom, who died of breast cancer. And it's her handwriting from a card that she wrote to me, and so they copied this handwriting.
I'm really into like symbols and like tarot cards and stuff like that. So I got the moon to represent a tarot card. I'd been looking, it was one of those things where I got it done because I like the aesthetic of the moon and I like how the moon looks and I think the moon's cool and I'm emotional and shit and I think the moon's awesome.
The tattoo I got my grandma to write out I love you in Chinese.
It is a infinity and the line that crosses the center, I guess. It says carpe diem in script.
It is of a postcard that my dad had wrote to me a couple years back. I got it done in the same exact handwriting that he had written it in. I basically had them just copy it over. And then a few months back, right after my dad had passed, I got this poem that I had found written in one of his journals.
I just wanted some way to feel like I always had her with me, like no matter what, and like her ideology of how she like felt about me.
I wanted something that, as stupid as it sounds, I wanted something that was like, show that I changed and shit. Just because it was like, I graduated high school early and moved to a country I'd never been to except once, and a city I'd never been to with no one I knew, and managed to build like a life for myself. And I was so proud in this weird way where I was like, you can overcome, I guess, and stuff like that.
I pretty much got it to keep a reminder. Just to make myself great every day, or as close as possible to great, because I really never want to get complacent, and I never want to be okay with just getting by. So I always want to, in my head, have that constant reminder like, okay, this is one day, you don't have tomorrow, so make today count.
I honestly, I forget I have it a lot of times, which is funny. But I'll find myself just like rubbing my fingers on it. It's just like a nice reminder of who she was and what she means to me and who she still is, and all that she's done in my life, even though she has passed. Like, it's just a nice reminder to know that no matter what, she'll be with me.
Yeah.
Not literally, but like her handwriting, all these things. That, I like it.
It represents when you're walking down a dark road at night, the moon's always there for you. And every time I look at it, it makes me really happy because it's just like another reminder that the moon's always there. And it's, you know, there are things bigger than us. Everything from day to day isn't definitive at all. So I really liked that.
When I look at it now, it just me happy because my grandma is like one of the most important people in my life. So just knowing like she's a part of me like forever, she's not gonna be here forever, is like, it's a nice feeling.
I'm happy I got it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love looking at it, and it's just perfect for me to have something tangible to look at every day that expresses the way I feel about my determination and my everyday success.
When I got both of the tattoos dedicated to my dad, I just felt a sense of peace surrounding his death, and it brought me closer to him, and that I felt like he was with me everywhere that I went. So it really just represents me and my father's relationship. He was a lefty, I'm a lefty. So that was kind of always our thing. And he always said, you know, whenever I die, I'm gonna be on your left shoulder.
I'm a fan of like tattoos with meaning, because anyone can get a tattoo. Anyone can spend a lot of money to get a tattoo. Yeah. But I mean, you can't have this on you forever. I mean, you want it to mean something.
I'm always the kind of person to write notes to myself with my hands and stuff like that. And it's just kind of like a long-term one of those.
Anything I put on my body, I definitely want to have meaning. Anything going on there has to be substantial, stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. When I was thinking about my tattoo, I thought about it for about 3 or 4 months before I actually got it, mm-hmm. and then debated where it would go, mm-hmm. you know, trying to be sensible about it.
Yeah. What's funny about it is that my dad hates tattoos, and so I was really nervous to get this tattoo and then show him that we got a tattoo, and so then my brother and I, we were both ecstatic that we got it. Like, it was wonderful. Like, it felt really good to have, like, this piece of her. And then I was so scared to tell my dad when I got home. And he was like, I didn't tell him. And I tried to, like, keep hiding it. Like, but you have, like, this tape over it and everything. And so they were like, he's like, well, what's that? And I was like, oh, well, Nick and I got tattoos. And he was like, oh, I can't be mad. Like, it's for your mom. Like, blah, blah, blah. So it was good. I really was happy when getting it.
My mother was completely supportive. She was all for it. She's like, yeah, let's get a tattoo. My dad, not so much. He's from Jamaica. Mm. So, you know, we've got values. And he's just like, you want to mock up your body, really? But now that he's seen it, he likes it.
Oh, wow.
So he might get a tattoo as well.
Wow.
Right. How the tables have turned.
They don't have to mean the world. And especially, like, you know, I'm really happy my first one was, like, kind of a big, and it can mean so much. But at the same time, I'm like, when I got it done, I just kind of thought the moon was cool. Parents thought it looked like a pizza. Like, it was very, like, I don't know. I'm an overthinker, and I think I like tattoos because even if they go wrong, even if anything like that, they're always a story. And it's just, like, a scar, but it's, like, a pretty scar. Yeah. I guess that's mine.